Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Late Night with Benny Love. Yes, they call me the CLO. That's the Chief Love Officer. Oh, man. It's just a wonderful time, I tell you. I know a lot of cities on lockdown. The Rona's outside causing everybody to stay locked in. But I feel if you're going to be locked in, you might as well be locked in with me, right? Right here on Bashani Radio. I miss you. Every time this show's over, all I can always wait till I get back because I crave you so damn much, you know what I mean? Today we got another exciting show, but make sure you reach out to me at BennyLove.com. That's BennyLove, .com, and leave your name, leave a question, leave your email, and get on my love list, because I just want to always be there for you in everything we do. Today we got a powerful another show. But before we begin, I just want to tell you, make sure that you download our app, the Bashani Radio app, for the iPhone or the Android, so you can be part of this when I'm dropping shows. Because seeing that everybody's on lockdown, I'm going to be doing many more different shows. I'm going to just pop up and be on your show and be in your ear and do a show for any questions that you may have. And because I want to spend as much time with you as possible, because I think the only way to make you really, really feel special is to spend as much time with you as possible. Does that make sense? So we're gonna get this party started. You know what I mean? Me, you, and about only about 2 million of our friends. You know how we do, right? Today's show, we have a powerful question from a young lady out in New Jersey. Her name is Tammy. And here's what Tammy, it was a quite interesting question. Tammy wanted to know, how can she turn a situationship into a relationship? Whoa, Tammy, I tell you now, that is a real interesting one. But you know that's what your boy is here for, right? That's what Benny Love is here to give it to you raw and uncut, right? So for those that may not know what a situationship is, a situationship is a relationship that someone came into and they had another person that's involved in that relationship indirectly. So for instance, the only way you can have a situationship, either that man had to have a wife, he had to have a girlfriend, or he had to have a friends with benefits. There has to be a third party. That's the only way it falls into the category of situationship. So, you know, like I say, there is no question I will back away from. So I'm going to give it to you raw and uncut, girl. All right, Tammy, and you may or may not like my answer, but at least you know it's real, right? All right, let's start it like this, Tammy. Tammy, if the man that you're involved with, if he already has a wife, that's a situationship. And usually, if you fully aware that he has a wife, then that means you kind of co-sign for it to be a situationship. Here's what I could tell you, Tammy. Ain't too many dudes gonna leave their wife for the third party. They're just not. Every now and then you may find one, but for the most part, it's probably cheaper to keep her. Now, in no way, people that listen to the show, am I condoning what Tammy's question is. She wanted an answer. She asked a question, and I'm going to give her an answer. And I'm going to give her the real answer. And maybe there are some other people out there that have a situationship. All right? So here's one thing I can tell you, Tammy. Number one, most guys are not going to leave their wife or a situationship. They're just not. You know what I mean? You knew he had a woman before you got deep involved with him, right? Or at some point you knew. But you felt like your feelings were more important. So you decide to stay there. And that's why you're in that situationship. And I can pretty much tell you 95% of the time he is not going to leave the wife unless she leaves him. And then if she leaves him, he may deal with you for a minute, but it's not going to be that long. You know why? Because every time he looks at you, you're going to remind him of how he messed up. And that's real, baby. That's absolutely real. So you can pretty much cross that one off. Number two, the only other way he can be in a situationship is if he has a girlfriend. Now, give or take, there's a little bit more opportunity to think that he may or may leave that girlfriend depending on what type of relationship they have. But know this. Here's what I like to tell women all the time, Tammy. If you came into the relationship and he came into the relationship knowing he had that other person, let me ask you something. What does that say about him? Right? You really think he's going to leave that other girl, you know, friend, because of you? Guess what, Tammy? He may. But how good is it? You understand? Now, there is exceptions to every rule. But the fact that you came in and you know he had that other girlfriend and you were okay with it, that puts you into a situationship. Now, if it gets to the point where he then falls in love with you and he's not in love with her, then there is an opportunity that he might leave her for you. You understand? But you also got to remember you came into the game understanding that, right? Because here's what I know, Tammy. Sometimes people don't know what's going to happen with their feelings. Sometimes people think, okay, you know, maybe there was in a relationship that wasn't giving enough attention, so they think that they're going to just try something new or whatever. And sometimes you can get caught up trying to try something new. You know what I'm saying? But here's what I tell you, that unless he was not in love with that girlfriend, then yeah, there's a possibility of turning that situationship into a relationship. But at the same time, Tammy, here's what you got to remember. If he did it once, will he do it again? That's something you got to think about right there. What if turns your situationship into a relationship and then he wants to turn your relationship back into a new situationship with somebody else? He's already learned how to do it, right? And you okayed it, right? I don't mean to laugh at you. I'm just laughing at how love can cause people to really kind of think outside the box. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not love. Maybe it's infatuation. Maybe it's lust. Maybe it's a little bit of both. You know what I mean? And let's move on to the third scenario. And that's if he already has a friends with benefits. Right? Here's what I've learned. If he has a friends with benefits. And here's what I know. If he has a friends with benefits, then that right there might turn a situationship into a relationship. because that means the fact that he's in something that is just a friends with benefits and they're really not putting a label on it, there's an opportunity for that situationship to become a relationship. But those are really the only three scenarios, Tammy, that can turn a situationship into a relationship. Because if he doesn't have anyone and you don't have anyone, then that's just dating. And then that can turn into a relationship. All right? Because, see, the word situationship, meaning it can't really be defined what's going on here. All is know that you guys are probably connecting in a way that neither one of you really want to explain, or you fully aware that the other person has somebody else already involved in that capacity. And then, yes, that will put you into a situationship. All right? So remember, Tammy, if he has a wife, if he has a girlfriend, if he has a friends with benefits, that automatically puts you into a situationship. And you have to ask yourself, is that what you're okay dealing with that? Because there's a chance that it might not be to your benefit. I hope that makes sense, right? Just in case you're joining us, you are listening to Late Night with Benny Love right here on Bashani Radio, where I am the CLO, the Chief Love Officer. You know, Tammy, I'm so glad you asked that question, and I just want to elaborate a little bit more, just in generalize that, you know, we're in a uncharted territory right now with this Rona virus, and I think something that most people are being forced to recognize is how important family, loved ones are, you know, in the trying times. And you have to ask yourself, what do you really, 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 really want, Tammy? All right? I think sometimes we are very impatient and we don't think about changing ourselves in order to attract that woman or that man that we want in our lives. You know, you asked that question, Tammy, how can you turn a situationship into a relationship? And that tells me a lot of bit about you, right? It tells me that you have accepted something that you're really not cool with right now. It also tells me that you have put yourself in a situation where now you're starting to feel, you know, like you're just not in first place anymore. You know what I mean? Because you know what you came into, right? So here's what I have to say to you, Tammy. The best way to attract the right relationship, you have to work on you. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but you have to become the type of woman or the type of man that you want to attract into your life, right? A lot of people, they meet people and they say, oh, I love how this person treats me or whatever. But time shows us that eventually we start trying to change the people to fit into how we want them to fit. And that doesn't always work, right? Because eventually who they truly are will begin to show up. Who they truly are will begin to unravel. Just got to give it a little time. You know what I mean? And you can get into the mindset of that individual, right? See, here's what I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about women. And, you know, I've dated some of the most beautiful women in the world. And I've What I've come to realize is that it's not what's on the outside that matters. It's what's on the inside that matters, because I've dated a lot of women that was drop dead gorgeous, and they were so insecure inside. You know what I mean? There's some women who listen to this that are drop dead gorgeous, and they're insecure inside. And then I've met some women who the society says that, you know, they're not the number one, and they are strong as an ox when it comes to self-esteem. You know what I mean? So I want to challenge you on this, Tammy. If you haven't found the relationship that you want, do you think maybe you're the common denominator and maybe you need to look in the mirror a little bit more? I bet you should. You know why, Tammy? Because everybody can't be wrong. All the relationships that you went through, it couldn't have been all of their fault. Maybe there's something about you that you're in denial about. You understand? Maybe you're not being truthful with what you actually want. You understand? A lot of times we look for other people to kind of throw the blame on, when all we really had to do was look in the mirror. You understand? So if everything is not going your way and you're not attracting the type of man you want in your life, maybe you have not become the type of woman a good man wants in his life. You ever thought about that? See, what happens a lot of times with us, Tammy, is we can get engrossed and indulged in ourselves so much, in our own little waves and our own little things, that we don't pay attention to what other people can see. And what I've learned is that if you're inside the frame, it's very hard for you to see the entire picture. You understand? Because you can't see what's on the roof if you're inside the kitchen. You have to step outside of that house. And stepping outside of that house only comes in maturity, right? It takes time. It takes self-discovery. And you have to ask yourself, okay, I've been with this person and I've been with this person, and why did this happen? Why did we not work? And I guarantee you, if you start doing self-evaluation, you're going to find a couple of things that happen in all the relationships, and I can almost guarantee you those couple of things will point back to you. You understand? Because, Tammy, self-discovery has a way of allowing us to see ourselves how we're supposed to see ourselves. But we spend so much time looking outside of ourselves that we don't pay attention to what's going on inside of ourselves. So what ends up happening is that we always blaming everybody else for everything that ever happened in all our relationships. You know why? Because, you know, there's a lot of women out here who, you know, who are rushing to get with somebody because they feel like their time is going too fast, that they don't want to get too old, or they don't want to get too this or too that, or maybe they want to have a kid, maybe they don't want to have a kid. But there has to be some things that you have to pay attention to, Tammy. So here's my call to action to you, Tammy. Number one, I want you to go back and think about all the relationships that you've been in. And I want you, one side, I want you to put everything that went right. And on the other side of the paper, I want you to put everything that went wrong. And then in the third column, because I want you to make three columns, what went right, what went wrong, and who was to blame. And the reason why I'm telling you to create a who's the blame column, because a lot of times we have to do self-discovery, self-evaluation to see where we stand in that relationship. And if we learn to really, really pay attention to what's going on, we can do some miracle things for ourselves, right? We can create a situation where we become so attractive that we have many, many opportunities to, you know, attract that person. Because here's what I know, Tammy, you have to attract love. You can't find it. You have to attract it. You know what I mean? And then love will find you. A wise man once told me that the very things that you're seeking are seeking you. You just got to be still. You know what I mean? You got to learn to calm yourself. You got to learn to, you know, relationships are built on give and take, Tammy. There's no ifs, and buts about that. It's built on a situation where you're not going to win every battle. You're not going to win every fight. You're not going to win every disagreement. And you got to be okay with that. You know what I mean? If you feel like every time you don't win, somehow you're losing, then you've already lost the game. Because what that says is that your ego is not allowing you. Your ego is not allowing you to be who you are. And that's a human, first and foremost. And sometimes the ego will put us in a situation where we start to believe our own faults. I think that's the nice way to say it. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I say that, Tammy, is because so many people always looking to other people to say, this is why this happened and this is why this happened and it wasn't my responsibility. Well, guess what? It takes two to tango. That's why sometimes when I hear men say, well, I didn't want a child. If you didn't want a child, you shouldn't have gotten in bed, because she didn't get into bed by herself. So you should have known that that was an opportunity for you to make a decision. If I don't want a child, either I need to wrap it up or I should abstain. So don't give me that you didn't want a child. You wanted what it took to get a child, right? You know, when I hear that sometimes, it just bugs me out sometimes, because I say to myself, these guys, they know better. You know what I mean? They absolutely know better. And some of these women, they know better. You know, if you knew that guy was not, you know, father material, not daddy material, not husband material, you know what I mean? You know, to the child that you may have, then why you even go through with it? Right? Remember, the babies are not popping out by themselves. They need a little help. Need a little help from you and him. You know what I mean? All I really, the only reason I really, really do this show, because I just feel that we are lacking so much love in the world, and everything comes from love. Life is created from love. Spirituality comes from love. Sacrifice comes from love. Living comes from love. It's just that we put so many other things in the way that we don't get to actually pay attention to love. You understand? And sometimes it worries me that we have forgotten what it means. You know what I mean? To truly, truly be in love. We have forgotten what it means to actually connect with you know, be a loving person. You understand? Let me tell you something. The most incredible feeling you ever have is when you connect with somebody and the chemistry is so incredible that you can't explain it. Many people never even get to that point because many people are just stuck on the part that says lust. Many people are just stuck on the part that says, oh, she's cute, she's fine, or he's handsome, he's strong, he's muscle-bound. And all of those are physical attributes. But that can't keep you there. That can get you there, but it can't keep you there. You understand? Because once you get past the beautiful, the fine, the pretty, the sexy, the muscles, and all of that, y'all got to be able to have a conversation. Y'all got to be able to go through the good times with the bad times. And you have to ask yourself, will she ride with me the whole time, or will he ride with me the whole time? Ladies, you know what I mean? Stop being so, what's the word I want to use? I don't want to say shallow, but let's just, you got to get past the muscles. You got to get past that car. You got to get past the good looks. You got to get in connecting with the person that's inside. That's when you're going to know what you really, really, really got. You understand? And when you can get to that point, ladies, let me tell you something. He will make you crave him. When it's time to meet him, you're going to get those butterflies. You're going to always be nervous. You understand? Why? Because that's what a good man, that's what a good woman will do for you. The chemistry is incredible, and a lot of times, y'all don't even know what chemistry is outside of school. Hear a lot of young girls talking about he's so smoking and he's so fine and he just popping. You know what I mean? But you can't take none of that to the grocery store, ladies. You need a man who could be there when you can't be there for yourself. In other words, when you're sick, you know, is he going to make sure you get well? Is he going to bring you some soup? Is he going to cook? Is he going to be right by your side? That's what you got to ask yourself, ladies. Or would he be the type that'll say, call me when you get well? That ain't the type of guy you want, right? So, Tammy, I so appreciate you asking that question. And I know it's probably not the final answer you wanted. And you know how to turn a situationship into a relationship. And a lot of times it never actually really happens. You just in that situationship till you can't take the situationship no more, and one of y'all have to leave, if not both of y'all. And that's real, Tammy. Right? So that's why I gave you that little extra about start thinking about who you are as an individual, and I want you to start thinking about what do you have to offer in a relationship. You understand? Too many women are they set their agenda based on what they want to get out of a relationship. And men too, instead of setting their agenda on what they want to bring to the relationship. You understand? And with that type of scenario of only, you know, you ask a person who and what they want, they'll say, I want a man that will do this, and I want a man that will do this, I want a man that's not like this, and I want a man that's not like that. And then you put all of these things together, and it's all about what you want instead of what you can give. And see, ladies and gentlemen, that makes the difference right there. It makes the difference on whether you're going to find somebody that can actually do it for you, or you're going to find somebody that's just there for a moment. Because one thing I know, you know, and you know, I was married, I was divorced, I've dated some of the most beautiful women in the world. And what I've learned is that you got to go deeper than what you see on the outside. You got to go so much more deeper. If the only thing you have to judge your connection with somebody is how fine they are, that's only going to last for a minute. If the only thing you got to judge is how smart they are, how rich they are, that's not gonna last either. See, because in this thing that we call love, it's the most incredible energy in the world, and love can beat down the hate if you put enough love in it. You understand? So one of your two biggest emotions is love and hate. And hate, a lot of times, honestly, only happens when somebody can't get their way. So then they decide that it's easier for them to hate than to love. So they spend most of their most valuable time trying to figure out how they can hate this individual, how they can hate the situation, how they can hate on the people, how they can hate on the surroundings, on the situations. That's because they don't have nothing else to go on. You understand? So I hope that this has answered your question. And if I had to summarize, Tammy, is basically, if you're in a situationship, it's probably will never get to a full-blown relationship. That's probably not the answer you wanted, but that's real. You know what I mean? Unless the strongest opportunity, if that situationship was somebody who had a friends with a benefits, then there's an opportunity that can turn into a relationship, you know, if both of y'all get on the right page. You understand? Tammy, if nobody else has told you, I'm going to tell you this. I love you. I love you with all my heart. Benny loves you and everybody else in this world, because that's what we're here for. And when I'm on this microphone, my whole purpose for being here is to show love. And I love that you wrote in the question. I love that you were honest. And I love that you're looking for love. But love starts inside first, Tammy. I don't know who you are, but I hope something will connect with you, that you understand that, wow, maybe I have to just give a little bit more thought to who I am. Because when you get to that point, Tammy, where you truly become the epitome of what love is in the human form, I can pretty much guarantee you the individual who's supposed to be in your life will show up out of nowhere. You won't be looking for him, but he'll show up. He'll be right there for you. And that's a beautiful thing. That's absolutely a beautiful thing. All right, Tammy? You know where you can reach me at, right? You can go to bennylove.com and leave your questions, email or whatever. Or if you're looking for a love advisor, you can, you know, let's chat. They call me the CLO. I'm the Chief Love Officer. CLO, baby. Because I am love. I want to spread love. I want to be love. I want to share love. And Late Night with Benny Love is what it's all about. Like always, you can join me right here on Bashani Radio. Download the app in the App Store for the iPhones or the Android. Or go visit me on BashaniRadio.com. Click on the page. Or you can just go to my website at BennyLove.com and leave me a message. Look at some of the things I'm going to be doing in the future, and you never know. And signing up for my love list, you know, puts you in the running for prizes and gifts and maybe even a complimentary 30-minute love call, right? Where you can find out what's going on with your life and what it means to you, and maybe, just maybe, some of this advice can be there for you, right? All right, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Benny Love, the Chief Love Officer, right here on Bashani Radio. I love you. I love you so much. And if we don't do anything else, ladies and gentlemen, in this time of uncertainty with the Rona around, learn to appreciate the ones that you love and the ones that love you. That's the best thing you can do in this time. And, you know, be safe out there. Wash your hands. Wear your gloves. Wear your mask. Whatever it takes, because this too shall pass. And don't forget that there's only one God, and this is a test of your faith. This is a test of, your spirituality to see if you really, really, really believe in God. Because I think we've gotten to a point where a lot of people don't believe, and sometimes things happen in the world to make us go back to the basics. And I think one of going back to the basics is you take everything that is a distraction away. And you go from there. And I think that's what's happening in the world today. A lot of the distractions are being taken away. So we have to kind of depend on each other. And that's not a bad thing. All right? I wish I can be in your ear every single night, but if I can't, you can always replay this. I promise you. I'm always thinking about you. And if you got a question about love, relationship, dating, and sex, and you want a real and raw and uncut, drop me a line at bennylove.com and leave your question in there, and I just may answer it on the next episode, and I'm going to talk about you. You know, but one thing, you know that it's all love, right? It's all about helping you experience love in its most purest form. Unconditionally love, right? Damn, I hate leaving. Every time I get to this point when I'm walking to the door, I never really, really want to leave, because you look so beautiful. You look so sexy, and I just don't want to leave, but I have to go. But until the next episode, that's as long as I'll be gone until the next episode. All right? Just remember, if you don't got nobody who loves you, know that Benny Love loves you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. No matter what has happened in the past, we're only going to worry about the present. All right? Until next time, ladies. I appreciate you. I love you. And you can't do a damn thing about it. All right? And don't forget, I'll be back with another powerful episode of Late Night with Benny Love right here on Bashani Radio. I am the CLO. That's the Chief Love Officer. And I have one purpose in life, and that's to help you find love, to help you love love, to help you experience love. Reach out to me at bennylove.com or on bashaniradio.com. And remember, you are the epitome of love, but you got to let love happen, right? And you got to become love. And as you become love, you experience it love. And I'm going to tell you, ain't nothing like, it's easy to have sex, but I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like making love. And its intensity, when the chemistry is incredible, it makes you forget where you are. It's like a euphoria. Ain't too many people get to be in that point, okay? You notice I'm always right to the door, right? I just don't want to leave you. I don't want to leave you, but I'll be back, I promise. All right? Until next time, Late Night with Benny Love, right here on Bashani Radio. Good night.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.